Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. Pope Benedict met with the Prime Minister of Montenegro on Monday. Charles Collins has this report.
Pope Benedict met with Milo Djukanovic in the Apostolic Palace. Djukanovic is serving as Prime Minister of Montenegro for the third time. He first served in the role from 1991 until 1998. He was then the President of the Republic for a four-year term, after which he returned to the role of Prime Minister. His most recent term began in 2008. According to a communique issued by the Holy See Press Office, the Pope and the Prime Minister held a fruitful exchange on the international situation as well as the Balkan region. They noted the positive contribution made by the Catholic minority to Montenegrin society. They also touched on some other topics, such as the government's efforts to promote peace and to create harmony between the different peoples and religions in the country. During the meeting, the Prime Minister gave the Pope a gift of a modern rendition of the crucifixion, taken from behind the cross. Catholics only make up a little under 4% of a total population of 700,000 people in Montenegro. The majority of the people are Eastern Orthodox, although there is a sizable Muslim minority. The country first gained its independence from Turkey in 1878, but became part of Serbia after the First World War and was later a republic in Yugoslavia. It achieved independence from Serbia in 2006, making it the newest member of the United Nations. Its move to independence was guided by Prime Minister Djukanovic. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.